game. And Coach, what a dramatic victory here tonight for the Falcons. Coming down the stretch, 73-72. Of course, you guys are up at five, up five at the last media timeout, knowing this Oakland team was going to give you their best shot, and they certainly did from Jalen Moore. But how about your team finding a way, finding some resolve there at the end to get that last stop?
Oh, that was fun. That was fun. My heart is still racing. It was a fun game to be a part of. It was just a really good game for our guys. Chandler Turner had a great game for us. He was able to step up, attack that zone going into it. I was definitely worried about the zone, as you see why. But we were able to stick with them the whole game. We didn't relinquish anything. We fought, and we came out with the victory. Very, very proud of our guys, just the way we played.
Career high for Chandler was 9 points coming into tonight. He scores 23. What was working for him so well here tonight?
Just his movement, his preparation. He had a great couple days of practice, and it showed just the way he practiced. He had great practices, went really hard in practice, prepared, paid attention, and I'm happy, so happy for him that the results came for him today.
No Caden Matheny for most of the game, no Samari Curtis today, but it seemed like your backcourt did really rise to the occasion today in big spots.
The transfer portal's been good to us, so we'll take that. Guys have been out. No Myron Gordon as well, so we had basically no – I can't say no guards because we still had Isaac and Josiah Folcher and Brenton Mills. Those guys came out and played extremely well for us, moved the ball well, but the biggest thing, they defended well. They all three defended well. They got their fair share of rebounds. We challenged them at halftime on the boards, and I think we came out victorious on the boards. Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. At halftime, I think they had 8 offensive rebounds, so they only had 6 in the second half, which still a little too much, but that's what they do, and that's what they do well. We were able to win the rebounding battle. Coach Campy got those guys playing extremely hard and playing well, and, you know, we just came out and had a lot of fun.
48-35, in fact, the rebounding edge for your guys tonight. And, Coach, I'm sure you were a little worried. We were talking pregame about not launching bombs, not taking all these threes. And early on, the guys did, but the shooting started to level out in the second half, and you hit some big ones. So it seemed like they were more timely and more effective three-point shots as the game went on.
The zone gives you a false sense of security. You think like, hey, I'm wide open. This is a great shot. And a lot of times it may not be. But we were able to hold our composure and not just shoot threes. We drove the ball. We were able to get it inside. We did what we supposed to do. If we had finished a couple more layups, the percentages would have been a little higher. But the only thing that you know bothered me tonight was the 22 turnovers. We had 22 turnovers, which is way too much. But that's what the zone does to you. It makes you think a little bit more and different things that you have to do. But we were able to still pull out the victory. At the end, I mean, that's just, not 0.9 seconds. That deflection from Daquan was huge because if he had more time, he'd have been able to take his time and finish that layup at the end for Townsend. But, you know, that's basketball. That's basketball. So.
And Jamal Cain did pretty much get his numbers, 21-9, but it seemed like nothing was really easy for him tonight. It seemed like Joe Reese and Daquan Plowden were able to battle with them, and that's probably all you could ask for out of your guys.
We did a great job. When you got to take 18 shots to get 21 points, then that means we did a really good job. And that's how I look at it. We made him take a lot of tough shots, and we were able to contest, and we were able to rebound and finish the game.
Falcons get a big win over Oakland, and now – you get a little bit of time off, which I'm sure you're a little excited for. Gets your guys back into the practice gym before finals week. But nonetheless, some key things you can take from this, too.
Oh, it's definitely some key things. It's just the biggest thing we can take is the toughness and the rebounding that we did. Other than that, it's so hard because no one else plays like they do. So we won't see this type of defense. We may see it for a possession or two, but we won't see this defense for a whole game again until we play them next year.
Well, he showed some toughness once again. 3 straight wins for the Falcons. Coach, congrats and enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Coach Michael Huger with us on the Wood County Hospital postgame show. Bowling Green a winner tonight in dramatic fashion, 73-72 over the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. We'll take another break. Come back with more on the Wood County Hospital postgame show. You're listening to Falcon Men's Basketball from Learfield.